And you surely don't want to miss those explosive, nationally ranked FMU Lions. Take the court Saturday against Kaiser University. For more information, go to www.fmuniv.edu or call 305-626-3179.
Hot 105,
yeah. Let's go.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy.
Always live.
Always local.
Always entertaining and educating South Florida. Celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida. Relevant, engaging, informative. Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
Art, my friends, is the most intense mode of individualism that the world has ever known. That is Oscar Wilde, and I am Jill Tracy. Good evening and welcome. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Hot Talk. Each and every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., we highlight the achievements and discuss the challenges with you and an engaging panel of guests. And I invite you, as always, to have a seat, perhaps a cocktail. Cheers, Miss Ashley. And join the conversation tonight, 888-550-9105. My jewels tonight come from Oscar Wilde, probably one of my favorite writers of all time, who believed that our highest expression of ourselves was being able to explain and to offer the world our individualism, and through that, our greatness. And that most often comes through artists and art, those who are in the place, space, and the financial wherewithal to pursue their art. Tonight, we will talk to some of South Florida's best artists and curators of art and producers of art events, and hopes of sharing with you some of their joys and passions of being in the art world, and hopefully how you can stop buying the painting that matches the couch from Rooms to Go and venture off into the wonderful world of art. Okay, so listen, I left the house, right? And the Falcons were up, I don't know what, 20 or something. I was like, oh, it's done deal. Look at that. I got here. Look for my script came in here to say I am Freddie. And he said, wow, what a game. Overtown, the Patriots won. I was like, what? Almost like the election. I went to bed. I thought Hillary's going to win. I woke up. Donald Trump was president. It's happening to the world. Jeez. Okay, well. Well. Did you guys watch the game?
I was watching it.
Joe, yeah. Were you? I'm going to assume that you were a Falcons fan as well.
Well, I'm a Dolphin fan.
Well, okay, well, they were at home watching with you.
Exactly, but I can't be no fan of any other team. But you know what? I did not want the Patriots to win, so I was rooting for the Falcons.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
And there you have it. Well, you know, it's, listen, we're 0 for 0 right now, okay, in America.
It's unexpected in 2017.
You know,
whatever.
You just
everything
can't.
Goes.
Everything and anything is going in 2017. It's a sad state of affairs. But Bart and I were talking. I mean, I think everybody is having these conversations about where do we go from here? And Bart and I, Bart was saying, I'm going to say something that you're going to think is controversial, but I think that Donald Trump is a good thing for America. So like, no, I'm with you on that one. Because indeed, he's only 2 weeks in. And if he's done this much damage in 2 weeks, God help those of you who do not have a foothold in your own community and know how to make money and be successful with your own kind.
Yeah, shake the tree, baby.
Okay. You know, it's funny because so many of my friends who only go to their community for church and a good barbecue sandwich don't seem to think that they're going to be affected by Donald Trump and the experience we're about to have with Republicans.
You know, like, this is the first time I feel like in the electoral spaces for this generation, everyone's really awake and aware. So we always have this conversation as well. Bart, as my business partner, we're talking about people watch the swear-ins, the hearings. They know the laws that are being passed right now. When's the last time anyone really paid attention to federal policy?
Exactly. You know? Never. And so, yeah, it is a beautiful thing. And the reason why you can't... Mark, is that you? Is she supposed to call right now? No, I'm kidding. But what, you know, the great thing about this all is that, yes, this is the best reality show on television. And you can't turn it off. As you know, I was watching CNN up until they started all of the, you know, festivities for the Super Bowl. Speaking of which, I had to get with Roland Martin on Twitter tonight because he was just ragging on Lady Gaga. And he's like, oh, you know, where's the Prince? Somebody got to tape a Prince because, you know, I'm not feeling Gaga. But I have to say that I think Gaga did a great job.
She's fantastic.
I mean, and she, by herself. It wasn't, you know what I'm saying? She didn't have other acts come out. She sang and danced through that whole set by herself. And I thought it was amazing. So those of you who were hating on Gaga, we're not trying to have it.
Art.
Exactly.
Don't come for Gaga.
Art.
She, you know, she is the highest expression of herself. You, if nothing else, you know that Gaga is an individual, and that woman does and says what she wants.
She came off the rooftop.
Yes, absolutely. Jumped. Listen, I posted an Instagram this week of Dinah Ross coming out of the plane, because that, by far, to me, is still the greatest Super Bowl performance ever, and then Prince is right next to that. And I said that, you know, Gaga is watching that on a loop. So then when she came out of the sky, I was like, okay, yes, she was. She's like, how can I outdo Diana? I know, I will jump from the sky.
She just jumped down.
It was good. I really appreciated Gaga. So with me tonight, starting off the program, are my good friends from Muse 305. You will hear me talk about them a lot. Thank you. Those of you who are watching on Facebook Live, I'm trying to hold this thing right here. Okay. I'm going to give it to... Let's give it to... Right. Yeah, I lost my little stand. Listen, let me just say first, thank you. I appreciate you riding with me through my little raggedy Facebook Live. All my friends are like, Jill, what are you doing? It's looking at the counter. Please pick up the phone. Listen, Ingrid B is getting me together, so hold on. You won't even be able to hear the caller soon. You know, we're moving on up here. I feel like the Jeffersons. Okay, so tonight, Muse 305 starts the show. Miss Ashley Thomas, how are you?
Hey, everybody. How's everyone doing at home? Thank you for having us, Jill.
Yeah, thank you for being here. And my dear friend Bart, who I still call Cyclops sometimes. We go way back. I think it must be like 20 years.
At least.
Or a little bit more.
Minimum.
So Bart and Ashley together are Muse 305. And also in the studio with us right now is Joe Wesley.
Hey.
Photographer extraordinaire. Thank you very much, Mark.
Yes, thank you.
Photographer extraordinaire. One of his, those of you who went to Muse 305's pop-up at Chef Creole this year, saw the posters that the theme was Urban Uproar. And it was a black and white theme. That was all Joe Wesley's work. It was incredible. So how did you come up with that series?
Wow. Basically, I was doing a test shoot, actually, with a model. And I decided, you know what, let's just do something kind of strange and different with a lot of jewelry and nude. And doing this shoot, it was, I honestly got a little frustrated. Because it wasn't working out. But then again, after we were done, you know, I saw the images and I was like, whoa, these are hot.
The images are amazing. Where can people see the images while we're talking? On your website?
Yes, they can go to my website, which is joewesleyphotography.com. They can also go on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/joewesleyphoto.
Okay, is it J-O-E or J-O?
J-O-E.
Okay, so I spelled it wrong in the promo.
It's okay. So it's Joe Wesley, J-O-E-W-E-S-L-E-Y.
So you can go on his Facebook or his website while we're talking.
Oh, that's also my Instagram, by the way.
Okay, so are they on your Insta?
They're on my Instagram as well. Yeah.
You know what? It's funny because so much now is going to your Instagram. I'm working on my website now. I finally have a great web designer. And... you know, when we're doing the things, I'm like, you know, almost all of this stuff is on my Instagram page. How do we, you know, how do you integrate them all and monetize them all? That's another show. But we will be discussing that.
That SoFlow Webfest. We'll talk about that another show.
Yeah, well, when was that? I missed that. That was just recently.
It actually happened in conjunction with, so all the Art Basel experiences that you had at the Now or Neverland Urban Uproar, right across at the Little Haiti Cultural Center, we were hosting a film component called South Florida Webfest, a.k.a. SoFlow Webfest. So it really focused on those filmmakers, cinematographers, those social media influencers who wanted to be out there, who some of them flew in, didn't even know anything about Art Basel, just came in for a surprise. So yeah, they were happening simultaneously. We were definitely
awesome.
Working it out 2016.
So now are you doing the same thing this year?
Yeah, we're definitely going to have both of the activations during Art Basel weekend. So if you are a visual artist, you know, you would be at the Now Neverland Urban Uproar, you want to buy art, you want to get into art. If you are that cinematographer or you have a love for film, you definitely want to come out to SoFlow Webfest. You can get tickets to both and all that kind of stuff. But we want to make sure that we create a platform for what we say non-traditional voices in cinema, and also the beauty of the narrative of our art as well. So we want those two things to happen at the same time. You can have, you know, a smorgasbord of art, Art Basel weekend, which it has turned into with Soul Basel and all those different opportunities.
Oh, my goodness. And the Art of Black. And there's...
Yeah.
Well, it's great that we have a space, because I remember, what was maybe 15 years ago when Art Basel first started, it was still, you know, that very elitist thing that happened at the convention center and then at some galleries on South Beach. But now that it's expanded, the umbrella has expanded, and we've sort of found our places with Muse, which is I catch every year, and then
we love having you out too.
Yes, the Art of Black, and then the Prism and Chroma.
There are a lot of them.
Art Africa.
What's up, Neil?
You know, shout out Neil. Although, you know, I'm still not speaking to you. Neil was supposed to be on a show right during Art Basel and forgot or fell asleep or something.
Oh, wow.
But he did call me 3 months later and say, listen, I'm sorry, I was just really embarrassed that I didn't show up. So I appreciated
one of
that.
Because
there's a few others. I won't say any names. Council. No. that did not show up. So you all are really kind of at the forefront of a burgeoning art scene in South Florida. I mean, I can remember before we really didn't even have one. And then when Art Basel, which for those of you who don't know, it was in Switzerland. And then it was the biggest, well, still is the biggest art show in the world. And then they, you know, created this Miami outpost in the Americas, which brought, so only in Switzerland and Miami did you have this amazing art show with buyers from all over the world. And initially, you had to really be wealthy to be able to buy into the experience. But now, you know, really, you can get in at literally any level. And that's what I like about what you guys are doing, because it does kind of range. And you are exposing so many young artists, new artists, local artists, and people to art that really had never been a part of it. I remember talking to Bart about your first pop-up at Jazz in the Gardens. And a lot of people who came through said they had never been to an art gallery before.
It's one of those very fascinating spaces that you live in. If you've been in the art world and then, or the artistic space, and you find people, thousands of people who've never had that experience, it really fills you up to know that you're creating a platform and a need, like there's a need for it that people didn't know they had.
Yeah.
I remember that first Art in the Gardens. I was on my feet the whole time.
Right?
I had so much energy with people asking about the art and really taking everything in and seeing themselves and seeing different cultures just... and I said the diaspora, like, really represented in the space. It was such a fascinating and exciting thing. So we're happy to be back a third year. This year we'll be at Jazz in the Gardens again doing the As a Matter of Black exhibition.
You were right. That's the piece that that I'm running on the promo. I love that. Who came up with that?
That was me and Bart.
It started out as a
Black Lives Matter, and we wanted to have something uniquely different from that, because you know that it has a very, it's very politicized.
Yeah.
But we still wanted to have the conversation artistically, and we went from like, what's the facts, you know, the you know, the matter of Black lives, and then we both went like, as a matter of Black, what is the facts of as a matter of Black, and what does that look like for everyone? You know, yeah. It's something different for everybody. You have Joe's Black Bodies, you know, yes, where he's talking about sensuality and the beauty, just transforming the narrative of nudity, you know, and what mainstream does to the Black body. He's definitely identified it or made it sensual and beautiful and respected. And then you have someone else talking about Black Lives Matter, and then you have someone just talking about like space and blackness. So
yeah, love it. We'll be back on the other side. We're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna bring in some of our other friends, Art by Shire, and Adrian Freeman has an exhibit opening up for our Black History Month. They'll be in the studio right after this break. I am Jill Tracy. This is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Time is truly wasted.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105.
Hot 105 is raised on R&B 70s.
Cause I love you.
Please.
I want to love you. Pretty young thing.
90s.
2000s. The way the world says we've reached a climax.
And now.
Tell my friends that I'll be over here. Oh, here. Oh, here.
50 minutes of today's R&B and old school.
Every hour.
This is Miami's R&B. Hot 105.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity Savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
Quitting tobacco isn't easy. In all honesty, it's a very hard thing to do. The good news is, Tobacco Free Florida is here to help you quit your way by offering the free support and tools you'll need to succeed. For the do-it-yourselfers, there's WebQuit, a free online resource that gives you access to tools, tips, and support to help you quit tobacco at your own pace. Just log on to tobaccofreeflorida.com and see how you can start your plan. You may also qualify for free nicotine patches or gum. It doesn't matter how many times you've tried to quit, now is your time to succeed. Along with WebQuit, we offer a series of additional proven tools to help you quit your way, such as GroupQuit and PhoneQuit. So double your chances of success by calling 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or connecting to WebQuit at tobaccofreeflorida.com. Ask about free nicotine replacement options to help you quit. This is your start to a tobacco-free life. No judgments, just help.
Go faster. Go happier. Go bolder. At Universal Orlando Resort, you can go longer, where the fun is bigger, the thrills are better, the laughs are heartier, the experience is stronger, and your heart beats louder. The Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Minions, Transformers, The Incredible Hulk, Spider-Man, King Kong. You can't have a cooler time. Florida residents get up to 3 months free on any annual pass. Plus, you can enjoy low monthly payments using FlexPay after an initial down payment. That means more mayhem, more thrills, and more Universal Orlando Mardi Gras, with a parade every night from February 4th through March 25th. Visit UniversalOrlando.com for complete offer details. Offer ends March 29th, 2017. Restrictions apply. Entertainment subject to change without notice.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
Get ready, Miami. Wale and Ace Hood will be performing in concert Friday, February 10th, for the Pride Nation Homecoming Concert.
Pretty young thing.
And Greek Step Show at the Florida Memorial University. For more information, go to www.fmuniv.edu/homecoming or purchase your tickets at fmuhc17.eventbrite.com.
Just a different day.
Get ready, Miami Gardens. The Florida Memorial University Pride Nation Homecoming Parade will take place Saturday, February 11th, starting at 9:30 a.m., beginning at Miami Carroll City High School. And don't forget, Thursday night, February the 9th, Vic Comedy Show. So join us for some laughs. For more information, go to www.fmuniv.edu.
Tom Joyner in the morning. The Tom Joyner Morning Show. Everybody knows
the song. 105.1. This is the Flyjack Tom Joyner. On Arsenio Hall Monday, we've got comedians some more. LaBelle Crawford Tuesday has more seriously ignorant news with Damon Williams. Bill Bellamy Wednesday with Dick Gregory, Lee Daniels, and Tommy Davidson. Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley Thursday. And LaBelle Crawford Friday with Morris Day, Gates, and John Legend. All that and more from the new TJMF.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
We commune in communities, building inclusively, gridlocked in unity, bringing together all for the better, politicians, activists, and celebrities, identifying cold conditions and current topics that need the light of day. Hot Talk with Jill Tracy brings the tropics on your radio. It's the heartbeat of the city, a conversation of expectations, successes, and reality for the betterment of the people. It's something to believe in. South Florida's sunshine in the evening on Hot 105.
I love that, Adrian Carter. And welcome back to Hot Talk, 888-550-9105. We are back. We were discussing just very, very briefly in the beginning that we left the house and the Falcons were winning. I got to the studio. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, we should know to expect anything. I can't even deal with all of the machinations that happened with our president over this weekend. I just can't deal with it. We need a break. We need to just talk about something that is uplifting today, and that's why we're talking about Give Us Your Art, South Florida. We're talking about some of South Florida's best artists, curators, producers of art, and sharing with you how you can be a part of the art scene, even if it's just, you know, buying a great piece. And I know you don't mean any harm. Some of you, those of you who walk into the furniture store and you say, just give me that room right there. I know. But, you know, it's not supposed to be like that. Those paintings are for hotel rooms only, okay? You're not supposed to have that kind of stuff in your house. You know, and I think a lot of the reason why people do that, it's convenient, it's easy, and a lot of people don't really know what kind of art to have in their homes. I'm surprised quite often when I go to visit someone or go to somebody's house, and they don't even have, like, family pictures, you know, throughout the house, on the walls, you know, enlarged and framed and things like that. So let me ask you, when it comes to purchasing art, which there's one thing to exhibit it, which is very, very important, but in, you know, getting people to understand that, you know, they can individually buy art, and that is a great investment. I think I hear most often that, why does this stuff cost so much? Bart or Ashton, you want to chime in on that about, you know, what, like Art 101. So you made a few coins. You got a decent salary. And you want to do something with your walls. Particularly, you notice how a lot of homeowners that have those really big homes and those 30, 40 foot ceilings, and the walls are like really, really bare. So what would you offer somebody who is right now having a cocktail, looking up at them bare walls, going like, how do you know where to start?
Well, first of all, it's an individual taste, that's for certain. And when it comes down to the pricing, you've got to realize that a person can take up to a year just to finish one particular piece.
Mm-hmm.
So the appreciation itself is stuff. How can you put a value on it?
Right.
You know, the idea, you know, just curating that whole experience. So, and it's original.
Right.
So, of course, you know, when it comes to the pricing, it could be anywhere from $200,000 to $200,000.
Right.
You know, I mean, shoot, you pay for your car.
So, do it, well.
You go, like, it's an investment that you're making. So, mm-hmm. if you're starting out, you know, early, you can start to find artwork that is accessible. And you have so many emerging artists. If you start to collect them now, we know Joe Wesley's on his, like, he's
yeah.
established, and he's well on his way to
yeah.
a big name Shire, well on her way to a big name.
Yes.
You can Jesus still,
Matthews.
They're accessible yeah. now. You buy a piece for $400, $500, $250. And Ingrid B on here, and she's like, artists should have prints. Artists do have prints. They have limited prints that you can buy. So you can still support the artist individually here and make those walls beautiful. You know, you don't have to buy the same thing in Target. Nothing wrong with that if that's what you
right.
want to get. But no, there's artists out here sharing their world, actually capturing real history that you can have in your house. If you start collecting someone, before you know it, you increase their, you know,
well,
worth,
yeah.
their worth, and you increase the value of the work that you're actually investing in. So,
yeah.
That, go ahead, sorry.
And of course, shout out to Mayor Gilbert for giving us the opportunity to create
mm-hmm.
Art in the gardens, and I quote him, like, when you look at art and stuff, as he said, you know, it's those who colored outside the lines that
yeah.
made changes. So, you know, when you look at your cell phone, it didn't start off like this.
Exactly.
It was a big brick.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But right.
right. Right.
But an artist mm-hmm. designed what you see here. So it's all art.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at Shire's hair, that's art, baby.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, right. We are Shire, right.
You picked out. You know, that's art.
So let me introduce you to Shire. Vanta Black, many of you may know her. She's from St. Louis and came down to Miami. Thank you very much. That's applause for you. I don't have headphones on, so you can't hear these things. She came to Miami in the late 80s because crime was, wow, out of control in St. Louis. Well, not much has changed. She's a graduate of Florida A&M and began her focus primarily on drawing from her life, and societal issues began to weigh really heavily on her conscience. A message took shape behind her imagery. The emergence of the Black Lives Matter movement pushed Shire's art, I should say, into the direction of social awareness and change. And in February of 2016, a number of young people became victims of an ongoing epidemic of gun violence in Miami-Dade County. Driven by her emotions and the need to bring awareness to this epidemic, Shire began a series of memorial portraits of victims of violence in Miami-Dade County and beyond. This series, which categorized as social commentary art, began with 5 portraits and now includes over 100 portraits of victims. Wow, and their stories. Please welcome Miss Shire Reagans, or Vanta Black herself, to Hot Talk. You want to move that mic over a little bit to you. How are you, darling?
I'm doing very well.
We met, and interestingly enough, we met at that Don't Take My Life, Let Me Live event.
We did.
That was while we were just celebrating all of the, you know, many of the, mm-hmm. the children who died from senseless violence.
Right.
Now, your exhibit is still up right now.
Yes, I have an exhibit. I have an exhibit up at the African Heritage Cultural Arts Center, and it's called Resurrecting Venus, and it's about the struggles that women faced historically and how that parallels the struggles that we're going through now.
Mm.
And my piece is called Masculinity So Fragile, and it includes 24 portraits of women who were victimized by men in a variety of ways.
Mm.
And I tell each story of each woman. Some of them are very well-known women, but we don't know the true story behind what happened to them,
yeah.
because we know of the man. So I tell their stories, and their portraits are in black and white, and that exhibit will be up until February 11th.
Wow. So you know what I always find interesting about artists, particularly like yourself and Joe and Adrian, and I've told Adrian's story several times, and he will tell you tonight, is where were you? What was the moment when you said, I can do this. I will step out on faith and live in my art.
You know, I've been an artist my entire life, and I was repeatedly discouraged from, you know, becoming mm-hmm. an artist professionally. I mean, we can all relate to that.
Right, because starving artist is like a thing, you
yes,
know?
Yes, you know, that's the stigma that goes along with being a creative person.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that this was something that I was meant to do.
Yeah.
And it fulfills me to be a creator. And that is a part of me. So I've never been comfortable doing anything other than creating.
Right.
You know, and I know that this is what I'm destined to do.
So was there someone in your life that validated your art that gave you the momentum or the courage to keep going?
Yes. You know, it happened when I was really young.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an art teacher that I had in elementary school. Her name was Miss Pinkham. Miss Pinkham saw something in me, and then she's a woman of color also.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was the only person of color in that class. And she saw that, you know, this is something that I was good at, so she pushed me in that direction. And so from there, I went to, you know, South Miami Middle School. I was in the magnet program. Then I went to New World. Then I went to FAMU. And, you know, I continued to pursue art because mm-hmm. it's just a part of me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, being at an HBCU, go Rattlers, you know, you know, just being around other people who look like you and who are creative, and then learning about your history, learning about your culture, it pushes you even further.
Yeah.
It was a completely different experience being at an HBCU, you know.
Oh, amen.
Yes.
Yeah. I went to FLOMO. And I ask that so often of particularly creative people. Mm-hmm. Because there's so many times, and I go back to using Jaden Piner and yes. them Piners.
Yes.
As a young man who, good girlfriend of mine, Natalie Piner, and her husband, Eric, and they have two very bright children. Both of them were going to play basketball. And Jaden, one of the sons, woke up one day and said, you know what, I really want to be an actor.
Mm.
And his parents said, okay, and enrolled him in Norlin. And he became a part of the drama club. And like 2 months later, he got a role in Moonlight.
Yes.
And last week before last, he was on the red carpet at the SAG Awards. And they'll be going to the Oscars. So, and just trajectory of what has happened in the course of that. Yes, in the course of that year. And the fact that his parents honored his vision.
Yes.
You know, so many times parents will say, or, you know, elders say, boy, put your clothes on and go to school.
Right.
You know, or right. clean up their bed. I mean, they don't encourage, and I just can't, you know.
Yes.
I would like to ask each of you. Adrian, I'm going to start with you, and then we'll go back around. You know, was it your parents or who was it that said, you know, okay, you know.
It was. It started.
Wait. Adrian, what? Hold on. I got to say, shout out to Adrian, because he just completed the black men's photo shoot.
Yes.
It's going to be on display.
Thank you, Joe.
At the Government Center.
February.
You know, so y'all make sure.
Next
y'all
month.
Y'all make sure y'all come out and check out Adrian's show. Yes. Fantastic.
Because you all, and you all curated it. You all are producing
my God.
The show.
You have to see Adrian.
Yeah, shout out to Aretha from before.
I know.
For making that happen.
Hey. Well, Jill is the first one who told
Thank
all
you.
Of America when it was a secret.
Okay.
Hey,
you know, you can't tell me nothing. I will tell the
Thank
world.
Thank you. And I'm really proud of it.
I
really am, you know, as an artist, and we'll answer your question too, Jill. But as an artist, when you see a plan
Get a little
come
closer
together,
to the front of the mic.
It's just pretty amazing. And I'm here to answer your question because of my dad. My dad was a hobby photographer.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up, there were always cameras around, and I was always the kid and always the person who was always taking pictures. Never thought of myself as a creative. never, you know, thought that I would ever do it as a business and people would give me checks for it. But hello, 2017.
Hello, somebody.
You know, but it's because of my dad. And this whole week, this week is a pretty amazing week for me altogether. And it's for my dad. I dedicate it to him because the reason I take pictures right now
is because
of my dad.
I love it. And I have to tell them that it might have been you. I mean, can't have success without a testimony. It had to be maybe about a year and a half ago. Maybe it was more, Adrian. It might have been even more than that. And Adrian said to us that he wanted to have an exhibit of his work. And it was sort of like just kind of airy-fairy thought.
Yeah, maybe like, Art Basel does something,
maybe I'll have an exhibit. But I would love to do an exhibit of my work.
It's pretty amazing.
Joe Wesley.
Yes.
So who encouraged you?
Wow. You know what?
Speak into the front of the mic, my dear.
The first time that I realized that, you know what, I enjoy art is I think I was in the fourth grade. And I did a little project in school, and it pretty much was submitted to the youth fair, the little art, the children's youth fair, you know, where they present their artwork and whatnot. When I brought it home, my father was actually proud. He, you know, it was one of those things that he actually looked at it. He was happy. You know, I got an award for it and everything, and I was happy. You know, that's one of those things that I remember, you know, is creating that piece. You know, but when it started for me with photography, you know, I was a communication major at FSU, and I wanted to get into the film program, but I didn't meet the requirements, so it's all good.
Okay, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, so I took a photography class at FSU, and I found myself in a dark room printing, and I lost track of time because I ended up spending about 5 to 6 hours in there.
Wow.
I lost track of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was enjoying every minute of it. I mean, and, you know, I was blasting my music, you know, just having fun in there and, you know, putting together the chemicals and making my test strips and testing everything out. And the work, the effort that was put into it, I enjoyed it, you know. And when I had my finished piece, you know, and then to present it to the entire class and every student is critiquing your work now and have to talk to you about your work, you know, and you know, that's when I realized this is what I want to do. I want to do photography, you know. I enjoy doing it. It brings a level of peace to me when I'm creating photography, doing great work, doing photography. I mean,
yeah.
I just love it, you know. So
that's great. And yeah you can't really, I know you all can feel it through the airwaves. And anybody who's had that experience of being in the crew, we're all in the creative arts. You know, for me to be able to make a living, I was always really interested in a lot of things, and I like to gather a lot of, you know, I liked information. You know, and I would always read stuff and be like, oh, so-and-so would like this. Or we just talked about this. Let me send this to her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I just always wanted to, like, curate. I just knew that, you know, I'm interested in this stuff, and I bet you I put it all together.
That
you know,
love.
Yeah,
that love.
I love what I do. And then as I got into radio, I realized that so many people look to radio for news, entertainment, everything. So I was like, wow, what if I could just, you know, I could like give them like 2 minutes of like all the best stuff that's happening, you know, and you know, 20 years later.
And Joe, I want to actually give Joe a shout out from the love that he has. He actually did the women's exhibit for the Black Advisor.
Yes.
He was a photographer. So in March, you're going to see his.
Oh, so you
vessels.
Did the
vessels. So you all are going to see all these beautiful.
See, I was last year. I didn't get to
the beauty that he portrayed. Aretha was like, I need that. I need that guy. And oh, a Facebook Live.
It's
said,
beautiful.
Ingrid wants to know, are you single? That's what she.
Okay, right. So are you single, Jim?
Okay, Ingrid.
You are.
Somebody
by choice.
That?
By choice, of course.
Aww. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Right. Yeah, you're right. Turn that camera around on him, and, you know, it won't be long. And so Bart, before we wrap up this segment, Bart and Ashley, you know, what was it that, because Bart, I've known you for a long time. You started as a photographer. And just a really good, Bart is always a great editor. I just really love the way he could just take the way you see things. Mm-hmm. So what was it that motivated you all to become producers, you know, of artists?
You know what? It's the lack thereof when it comes to the outlets.
Mm.
So again, as I mentioned earlier, thanks to Mr. Davis, you know, at the African Heritage Center,
Marshall Davis Jr. Right.
So those places, well, like the
Davis
Senior,
indeed,
Senior.
You know, so those particular places that are able to farm and cultivate those particular artists and mm-hmm. stuff, the Little Haiti Cultural Center, art is no longer in school like how it used to be.
Right.
So who's going to champion for those? And we felt that someone had to take on the responsibility.
And I add that. So from those cultural institutions, from the learning, I actually went to the African Heritage Cultural Center. I started as a flutist under Melton Mustafa Sr. So that's where I started.
I love it.
Then moved to dance and then theater. I had a chance to really explore. But then when I became a professional, I graduated, came back, there was no art opportunities. Mm. Now returning home, it's a huge art renaissance, but you go black art, is the platform there. So we went, like, after you learn, where do you go for the professional spaces? And we were finding, we got to ask people. We got to ask people to be and please beg you. No, there's no begging here. We have so much talent in this culture, and it's an economic generator. And why shouldn't we actually receive that economic benefit?
Benefit.
So somebody has to be a producer. Right.
Yeah.
And shout out to Lisa Nelly Cliff, though.
He's going to shout out everybody.
Well, okay, that's okay. You can do that here.
And the reason it's important is because, for instance, when she came on board with Muse and stuff, one of the things she said, you know, as a testament, she said, I had no idea that you could really have a career in the arts.
Mm.
Doing this job. Right. I didn't know. I just thought this is fun. This is a hobby. Boom.
No.
You can get paid doing this.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we're creating jobs, employment opportunities.
Yeah. And I think that you and I had talked about that before, and it is just, I got goosebumps at that thought because I'm also working on another show. Jenna Green, sister, photographer, did a Facebook rant the other day. Basically, if my work's so good, I shouldn't have to work for free.
Hallelujah.
And I said, you know what, that is going to be a show. I'm doing that show at the end of March because you find that people have a great expectation of their friends, families, and coworkers that live and work in the arts, and they have no trepidation in asking you to do things for free.
Mm. That's right. That's
and right. I like to say, you know, if I was doing your taxes, you would not ask me to do them for free.
Yeah,
you would not want me to do them for free if I could do them for free.
Those experiences, you know, are so memorable. You won't forget them. It's going to be a part of your life, the fabric of your life, you know. So those are things that you should invest in so people can continue to provide you those experiences.
Right.
We can't do it on flesh and blood alone. We need the support the same way that you need the support.
Just like you could pay $500 to see Beyonce. Trust me, when I saw Beyonce at the Holiday Inn in North Carolina at the BRE convention when she was doing her first gig, nobody was trying to pay her $500 for a ticket.
Mm.
But because of those of us who were there,
start paying. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Increased her value.
Do you know what I'm saying? We increased. Yeah.
Chef Creole.
You know, Chef Creole is just, you know, has just been a real patron of the arts.
Yes.
And that's, you know, that's another thing, you know, about if you're not a creative but you appreciate the arts, about becoming a patron of the arts. And it's not just photography and it's not just painting. It's spoken word. And coming up on the other side of the break, Art Prevails Project is here. They were part of our event yesterday with the Urban League. So they'll be in to join the conversation on the other side. Stay tuned to have a drink, and we'll be back. I am Jill Tracy. This is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Rosebuds know the bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's a cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. Now can't reveal the mystery.
of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, do know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
All-you-can-eat pancakes are back at IHOP.
Sorry, that's a mouthful. Now till February 12th, get all the delicious, fluffy pancakes you can eat. IHOP, eat up every moment. Dine-in only, price and participation varies.
Calling 911 when in a car accident may just not be enough. Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. You're stressed out, hurt, worried about your car, and what's going to happen with my job? That's why the best time to call 1-800-411-PAIN is from the accident scene. Call 1-800-411-PAIN 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whether it's Saturday, Sunday, or even Christmas Day. 1-800-411-PAIN works every day. It's Sunday at 5 p.m. and you think, there's no way 411 Pain will answer the phone. Wrong. 411 Pain works weekends. Car still not fixed? Cops still not listening to your side of the story? The community knows that at 501, attorneys' phones often go dead. But 411 Pain will always answer the phone and get you to an aggressive, experienced, and knowledgeable attorney. Car accident? Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN is a legal and medical referral service, non-employee spokesperson.
Yes! JN Money Transfer makes things extra nice! Talk about low fees? No, as low as $1.99. Why? That's why we love my JN Money Transfer, you know. They make it so affordable to send even more money. And it's reach quick. My family will be so happy.
Now you can send money to Jamaica with fees as low as $1.99. Collection is easy. Same day pickup. JN Money Transfer. Fast, affordable, convenient.
Licensed as a money transmitter in the states of Florida and Georgia.
It's the Valentine's Music Festival. February 10th. In the James L. Knight Center, starring Keith Sweat. Plus, here comes Bobby Brown. February 10th in the James L. Knight Center. And ladies, you'll love the sound of El DeBarge. The Valentine's Music Festival. With a bomb. On sale now. Get them at the box office, Ticketmaster, and Ticketmaster.com. Charge them at 1-800-745-3000. Don't miss Keith Sweat, Bobby Brown, El DeBarge, and Avant. February 10th in the James L. Knight Center. The Valentine's Music Festival coming to Miami.
This is Yes.
And this is Jesse from Empire. You're listening to WHQT Coral Gables.
Miami's Hot 105, a Cox Media Group station.
Did you know that African Americans account for over 50% of the new HIV cases? This is Erica Campbell from Mary Mary, inviting you to join me and Miss Yolanda Adams on Tuesday, February the 7th at Mount Olive Baptist Church in Fort Lauderdale for an incredible night of music and a Keep the Promise concert and march. Presented by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, admission is free, but registration is required. So put your faith in action and join the movement. To learn more, register for tickets, go to usakeepthepromise.org.
Calling all Lions. The Florida Memorial University Pride Nation homecoming festivities kick off February the 5th through Saturday, February 11th. Don't miss the tailgating, concert, and you surely don't want to miss those explosive, nationally ranked FMU Lions. Take the court Saturday against Kaiser University. For more information, go to www.fmuniv.edu or call 305-626-3179.
Hi, I'm Dale Jr. In my house, football is a really big deal. So when I have guests over for the big game, I like to start things off with Hellman's Disappearing Buffalo Chicken Dip. And when it hits the table, it doesn't last the first quarter. So creamy and tasty, plus it's easy too. Just mix chicken, cayenne pepper sauce, cheddar, and blue cheese, and of course, delicious Hellmann's. For this and more great recipes, visit Hellmann's.com. Hellmann's, bring out the best.
Look for your Hellmann's coupon for best meals happen at home savings at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now back to Hot Talk.
Oh, pirates, yes, there are lies. So alive in the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my head was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption song, redemption song. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say that it's just a part of it. We got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption song. 'Cause all I ever had, redemption song.
Woo! Yes, indeed!
Thank you.
Okay, wait a minute. Too many of y'all in here. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Brandon. Oh, welcome back to Hot Talk, 888-550-9105. We are back. It is all about opening up your art tonight on Hot Talk. And I would like to introduce the Art Prevails Project. I am going to start with the lovely young lady who just sang. Please introduce yourself and the rest of your crew.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sheena O. Murray.
Darius.
Oh, okay, cool. I thought she was going to introduce the rest of the crew. Yes, so my name is Darius Daughtry. I am the artistic director and founder of the Art Prevail Project. And so we have a few other people here. Go ahead and speak into the mic.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sharika Mitchell, and I'm a poet with the Art Prevail Project.
My name is Niall. I go by Niall Thebes. I am a poet slash rapper slash artist.
How you doing? My name is Marnino Toussaint. I am a poet and a recording artist and a proud member of Art Prevails as well.
Awesome.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, Darius, I have to thank my dearest stylist, A Guy, for introducing us. She is just a little wonder queen.
She is.
And so now tell me about the Art Prevail Project. How did you get started?
Yeah, so the Art Prevails Project is, I like to call it a creative collaborative. You know, so myself, I am an artist. I'm a writer, poet, director, an educator. I taught for 10 years in the school system, you know, teaching theater and creative writing and English. And, you know, I work as a director of a poetry program for the Jason Taylor Foundation. Shout out to Jason Taylor, Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame?
Yes.
I love that. Right. Oh, that's good.
So, you know, about a year ago, I had the idea to create what really is essentially can be called like a theater company, but also serves with me. A lot of us are, we have diverse talents. Mm-hmm. So my thought was to be able to kind of curate a number of amazing performing artists and provide a platform to do amazing things within the community. And one of the largest parts of the of our mission is to bring relevant cultural experiences to communities that, that don't really get it these days.
Yeah, well, and I have to say that you all were a part yesterday of the Urban